Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Lewis Capaldi there, one of the headliners this weekend at Electric Picnic. And as I said before the break, 80,000 fans are heading to Stradbally for the festival this weekend. So how are festival goers down there already getting on? Well, Sarah Ochuma, you're camping. How are things in the tent?
Hello, how are you? Sorry, the service isn't the very best down here. We're in the hot.
I did see some pictures of your tent online. We do have a seasoned camper in our midst on the team. She said that was more the porch area. Did it manage to infiltrate into your sleeping area?
No, it didn't. Our sleeping area is dry, thank God. Our porch, we had to do a little bit of a deep clean now. It was completely flooded, but we're okay now. The sun is out, so we're happy enough.
Well, fair play to you, because I don't even like when I empty the dishwasher and a few drips go on the ground and my socks get wet. So, you know, it's obviously a much bigger deal what you've been experiencing.
Absolutely. I think we just came very prepped for it, you know, had the ponchos and the rain jackets and the dry robes. So we're all set for it. And you know what? It's part of the fun. It's good to look back on, and we were all in it together as well.
Yeah. And look, there's no such thing as bad weather, as they say. It's just bad clothing. So are you prepared for rain all weekend?
I am. I have all of the waterproofs with me and my wellies as well. But today is gorgeous. So we've got the runners and the shorts out for the next few minutes anyway, at least.
Good
while
stuff.
While the sun is going, we'll make the most of it.
And I was having a look. It's meant to be lovely and sunny for most of the day tomorrow. Bit of rain on Saturday morning. That'll afford you a bit of a lie-in. And then the afternoon is back sunny again. So you can't really argue with that.
No, definitely not. I think the worst of it was last night. We had a lot of tents around us flooded and gazebos falling down, but hopefully the worst is over.
Well, you're not there for the weather and the sunbathing anyway, Sarah, are you? Who are you looking forward to seeing?
No. It's so hard. I think the headliners are great today. We have Somber, Zara Larsson, Lewis Capaldi. I'm looking forward to The Academic as well.
Okay, I didn't really have full FOMO because it's raining here in Dublin, but now after speaking to you, I truly do. Sarah, have an absolute blast and thanks for talking to us today. Catherine Ryan, you were on the EP Banter page. You're a seasonal festival goer. So what are you making of conditions there today?
It was very wet last night. There was a really heavy downpour for about an hour and a half last night, but it is absolutely beautiful here today.
And
it's beautiful here today. So it's festival weather in Ireland.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to prepare for that. Prepare for the worst and be pleasantly surprised.
That's it. And that's what on the EP Banter page we've been doing the last couple of years. We've been helping these youngsters prepare, especially first-time festival goers. And I've met so many today and they're like, my clothes didn't get wet. I put them in bin bags, like you said. And I'm like, that's lovely. So I think they're much better prepared now.
Now, you have some great tips on your page. I was watching some of them this morning. They were all making me smile. You were giving advice from the car. So what are some of your top tips to festival goers this weekend?
Well, first of all, everyone just needs that. Like, they're all panicked about, where am I going to park? Just go with flow. Go with flow. You will be sent by the guards to a car park. You will find somewhere to camp. It's very busy here, but there are spaces. It just means maybe searching a little bit further, and just make sure you put your tents up properly. Use your guide wires this weekend when you're leaving the tent, because there is going to be downpours. Throw everything into a bin bag, because leave and put it up in your air mattress or whatever you have. At least that way, if your tent does, your stuff is still dry.
Yeah, and it's an outfit in itself, Catherine.
But that's it. And as I said, there was a couple of people in contact with me this morning because they damaged tents. Londis on site have air mattresses and tents. There's a stall in Hendricks that does them. And if your clothes are destroyed, walk into Super Value or into Stradbally. It's only 10 minutes. So Vincent de Paul there has the most fantastic festival outfits.
Oh, I love that, so, Catherine. That's great advice.
Yeah, it won't cost them a fortune, because it is an expensive weekend for them, and I know a lot of them are, but just like, it's lovely. Like, there's youngsters around me camping here this morning. They're all like, you can stay in my tent, or they're helping each other dry out tents. It's a really good spirit here this weekend so far, so it's lovely to see.
So is this your 18th year going to Electric Picnic,
yes,
Catherine?
It is, yes.
Wow.
I've seen it was such a small little festival when I first started coming here, and like, the change in the last couple of years is just how much it's grown. It's a completely different festival to what was at start.
Yeah, because it's just grown in size, and I suppose it changes with that. But along with that, it's kind of refined its offering. It gets some of the biggest names, and it really is the round off of the summer, isn't it?
It is. It 100% is. It 100%. And like, for such a major operation, they do get it right. There's always, like, people see stuff online and they're like, oh, this happened and that. It's a festival. They're taking basically about 90,000 people, staff and everything, into a field for the weekend. There's going to be issues, but they always fix them.
I did see big queues getting in yesterday. I suppose that's to be expected. There was nothing abnormal about that. It's just there's going to be a bit of a bottleneck, isn't there?
But that's it. And they're like, traffic was the worst I've seen it in ages yesterday. But there was something in Stradley in the main street that couldn't be avoided and wasn't down to the festival. And even with that, we were stuck in traffic for 3 hours. But everyone around us had windows down. They were songs were blaring. People were passing cans of Coke and water up to each other. They were swapping stuff. It was lovely. And that's what you want to see. You're going in with a positive attitude.
Yeah.
And looking out for each other all weekend. If you see anyone in distress, go help them. And if just so everyone knows, if you don't feel well or anything this weekend, no matter what it's been caused by, go to the guards, go to first aid. They're here to help you, not judge what you're at. Like, we don't recommend anything, but just people need to be safe. And security, first aid, and the police are here to help this weekend. So if you're worried about any of your friends or anything, go get help.
Really good advice, Catherine. And what's your favourite part of a festival? Do you worry about what acts are on what stage, or do you just soak up the atmosphere?
I have probably 30 acts that I want to see, but I just go flowing out this stage.
Yeah.
I love to go through the forest at night and stages like that. So I find a new act every year.
And you never know when you wander through, like, the Mindfield area. I know Jan Berriton has a brilliant 90s nostalgia tent going on there with some incredible names on stage. You just end up, you never know who you're going to wander in being interviewed, or, you know, the cookery tents, the comedy stage.
It's so much more than music. And the comedy stage is actually on tonight for the first time in Electric Picnic.
Well, Catherine, have a ball. We wish you all the best.
Thanks so much, Claire.
Thanks so much. And Katie Gallagher from Spin, who was on telling us what not to miss this week. You hit the road today. Ready for the weekend, Katie?
Ready to rock.
How are you feeling?
I'm in a car full of very excited girls.
Yes,
we're in the car. We're pulling up. We're just trying to find our way to the gate. And we are dying to get in. The girls now have me very excited, but I will say I'm quite smug coming here now with the blue skies and ready to go, fresh and ready and dry. And I have to say, sometimes I think, should I come down the Thursday? But I think sometimes the early bird just gets wet. But you know what? I can't wait. And I think EP often gets quite a hard time, and it's weather-wise. But look, weather's weather, and we live in Ireland. We're going to the best music festival in Ireland. So I'm just can't wait to have fun with my friends in the field.
Yeah, you're going for the crack. You're not going for the weather. Talk to me about the outfits in the car, Katie. What's being worn?
Right. Well, right now we're in our trekking gear. So there's a mix. There's leggings, there's shorts, there's kind of weatherproof pants. But then in the dress, it's sequins for tonight, Sarah Larson. So we're going for the sparkles and the glitter. And then we've got frills, we've got fringe. Do you know what? It's a mixed bag. I think you can wear what you want, EP, and no one will bat an eyelid. And that's what I kind of love about it as well. But it'll depend, as I say, on what happens over the weekend. If the sun's out, the legs will be out. If not, it'll be the wellies and the rain jacket. And sure, that's the look.
Yeah, and I do think, you know, often, you know, when you're in your bedroom at home and you're trying on your festival outfit, you think, is this a bit much? And then you get to the festival and you realise anything goes. So I'm really glad you've gone for it with fringing, sequins. You know, it's the only time you can really dress like that.
Exactly. And as you say, it's kind of the only time, but it's also the end of summer. And I think if we're going to get the colour and the glam and the glitz out, why not? We can't really do that again till Christmas without getting a look. So, we'll be going all out. And as I say, it's just about having fun, and nobody will care what you look like. And look, if it comes to tomorrow and we're all knee deep in muck, that's the look too. And have you been to a festival if that's not what you're coming out looking like?
Yeah, just go with it. Well, look, we wish you and the girls in the car a fantastic weekend. Have a ball, and to everybody going to Electric Picnic, have the best fun. And thanks so much for talking to us today, Katie.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.